بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, there are lots of arguments and counter arguments going on about the COVID vaccine and about the importance of sanitation and maintaining distance and masking and so on. And these are conversations I'm talking about between Muslims. And there are people who are advocating that we should ignore all of this because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there is any harm that happens only because Allah has willed it. And there are people who are saying that you cannot get COVID if you go to the masjid, so go to the masjid, stand shoulder to shoulder, no need for any masks. May Allah protect us from the jahiloon. There are people who are claiming that sanitation is haram and that we must not use sanitizers and so on and so on. La hawla wa quwwata illa billah. And the result is multiple deaths in thanks to COVID among Muslims. In one particular place, in 2 weeks, 42 people died of COVID. SubhanAllah, somebody is responsible and somebody will be held responsible by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us from misguiders. So what is this thing to do? You know, I was reading the ayat in Surah Taha concerning Musa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam's training when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him nubuwwat. So it begins, the whole narrative begins with Musa alayhi salam going, seeing the fire, where he says to his family, I see a fire and let me go to see, I get some guidance from there, or I can get some firebrand to start our own fire. And when he reaches there, is that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Innani ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Allah says, verily I am Allah. There's no one worthy of worship except me, and establish salah for my dhikr. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins Musa alayhi salam's training. Now see how beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does it. Allah simply does not order Musa alayhi salam, or does not just state to say that have reliance on me and not on material things. He doesn't say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by asking a question. And the question is a rhetorical question. It's not a question seeking information because Allah already knows. It's a question that is designed to draw Musa alayhi salam's attention to something. And that something is, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what is in your right hand, Ya Musa? Now, Allah knows what's in his right hand. Allah wants him to be aware of what is in his right hand. So Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Asai, this is my asa, this is my staff. And then Musa alayhi salam proceeds to describe the benefits of this asa. He said, I lean on it when I'm tired. I beat down the leaves of trees for my sheep. And I have other uses for it. Now, a shepherd's staff is a very useful and important thing for the shepherd. Musa alayhi salam is a shepherd, so he has this staff. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him the question, Musa alayhi salam's response is, this is my thing, this is a very beneficial thing, very useful thing for me, and I use it, and so on and so on. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, throw it on the ground. And when Musa alayhi salam throws it on the ground, the stick becomes a snake, a fast moving big snake. Now Musa alayhi salam is afraid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not fear, fakhuzha, pick it up, and it will turn to its original state. It will return to its original state. Now, what is the message that is being conveyed here? The message here that is being conveyed very clearly is what I said, which is that there is no benefit and there is no harm that can happen without the will of Allah. La nafi wa la darra illa Allah. So that is the message being conveyed. And then what happens? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Musa alayhi salam, now that you understood this, throw away the stick, you don't need it? Does Allah say that? No, Allah does not say that. When this whole conversation is finished and so on, and there is more to this conversation, but after all of that, Musa alayhi salam now proceeds back towards his family and then back to, and then from there they go to Egypt. If he gets tired, what does he leave on? His stick. Where is the stick? Again in his right hand. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell Musa alayhi salam to throw away the stick. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to Musa alayhi salam is, take the stick out of your heart. Take the stick out of your mind. Take the stick out of the equation, out of the calculation that you might be doing in your heart and mind about what is beneficial and what is harmful. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefits and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause harm to come to you. If He wills, the material in itself has no power. Yet, use the material because the material has been created for your use. For your use. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself anew that if Allah did not want us to use material, He would not have created it. Allah does not waste time. Allah created material for us to use, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to use it as a means which Allah has given us, not as the originator of benefit or harm. Now, this is very important to remember, to understand, to keep in mind, because tawakkul ala al-asbab huwa shirk. To have tawakkul on the asbab, to have reliance on the means, on the things, on material, is shirk. We have to have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But we still use material. We still use things because those things have been created for our benefit. So as far as the COVID is concerned, the Islamic position on it is to use the means that Allah has provided. So by all means, take precautions. By all means, use masks. By all means, maintain distance from each other. Sanitize your hands. And then when the vaccines are available, please take the vaccine. All of this we should do. But what's in the heart? La nafi wa la darra illa Allah. Nothing can benefit, nothing can harm, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't take the vaccine with the belief that the vaccine will save us. No. We take the vaccine because there is a vaccine. We take a vaccine because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a vaccine. But the belief is that only Allah will save and Allah will do. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, it's very important for us to practice this beautiful deen of ours, which allows us to use our intelligence, to use all the knowledge that is at our disposal, and not to act in ignorant ways. Believe me, how do you think people are going to be attracted to Islam if Muslims behave in such ignorant ways, where they are dying but they refuse to accept and understand that sanitation is required, that distance is required between people, and that masking is critical to prevent both yourself and others from coming to harm, right? How do you expect people? When you behave with dignity, when you behave with knowledge, when you operate from that, then this raises the waqar, this raises the prestige of the religion in the eyes of others. And then people are attracted to the religion. But if we behave in ignorant ways, and we behave like, you know, as if our mind has regressed, then people are not going to respect us. People will laugh at us. People will pity us. Right? And people will see us as the vectors of this disease. Right? I mean, we don't need that, believe me. We want people to understand and people to respect us and people to honor us, but that is not going to happen unless we behave in ways which are in keeping with this deen. What is the way which is in keeping with the deen? Is to use the means at our disposal in the best possible manner, responsibly and with the fear of accountability with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use those means, but not have the means in the heart. The heart should be free from that. The heart should be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the heart should be responsive to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And therefore, we take the vaccine, we do all that, but we have our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do things which add credit to us and to our religion, and save us from that which is the opposite. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك الرحمن.